Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, very mini. Welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of Podcast and Chill, and today I have the pleasure of chilling with Wanda Mkhize, executive content creator, executive content holder. Well, what's your title?
You've got it. Nah. Spot on. Executive content, and then VS Gaming is also another portfolio that I look after.
From Telkom.
Definitely.
Fantastic. How long you been in this job for?
So I've been here for about 3.5 years, exciting 3.5 years. And looking forward to more.
And what were you doing before that?
So I've been in the content space for the past 10 years,
nice.
Working for SABC and looking at strategies and different aspects of content.
Yeah.
So this has been a nice change to get into the telecommunication space, but still staying within the content environment.
So coming from that background to now telecommunications, like you're saying, was it a shock? Like, wow, this is not how we used to do things.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
It is definitely completely different, but I think also exciting. One of the things, the focus areas, the focus around the business and how do we grow and how do we move things forward with regards to revenues and reaching the targets of where we want to go, definitely there. But I think what was exciting about it is that mix with content, where we're saying, looking at a consumer quite differently. The telco looks at a consumer from an ARPU perspective. From a content perspective, you look at customers from your audience share, how many people are watching a particular program, because it's obviously very much around advertising and that type of world. So mixing those two environments together has been exciting.
And talk to me about your role at Telkom. What does it entail, essentially?
I just came back from a very interesting session where I think in a lot of ways we underestimate what we do. So I'm really going to kind of jump at the top. We're responsible for innovation.
Okay.
From a telecom perspective, content or entertainment as a holistically is really where we see the business of the future. What we currently provide with regards to access products from a broadband perspective, smart broadband perspective, is really becoming almost moving towards a commodity. And if we don't start looking at the environment and looking at the adjacencies in the environment that we are moving into and going into the future, and innovation is one of those, and content in that innovation space is where we see the next growth path for Telkom.
Wow, man, your job sounds so amazing. It sounds so dope.
I think I sell a good story. It is rough. But exciting.
What does one have to study to be in your role?
I've done I basically did a BCom in economics and management, with no intention of where I am today as being how I chose it. But I found that it's also been one of those business degrees that kind of gives you an overall feel around where you want to be. But I guess my key focus and what I did focus on my postgrad side of things is strategy.
Okay.
I've always loved strategy. I also had the fortune of working while studying. So I finished my degree whilst working. So I got the opportunity to start getting exposure into certain areas and then focus my studies in that regard.
Oh, I see.
So that's been the exciting part. But founded in BCom.
All right, cool. Let's talk about gaming.
Yeah.
It's an industry that's taking the world by storm. And the nice thing about Telkom is that you guys have been at the forefront since the beginning. You know, how did that relationship with gaming start?
So, I mean, it was 2008, and I think Telkom...
2008?
2008, wow. 12 years ago. Telkom kind of saw... We were at that point...
I don't think I was even on Facebook.
Did it exist? Yes. Is the question.
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing a presentation about a week ago, and we were kind of doing the evolution of where we've gone. So you start off with 2008, and Telkom is introducing these data products, DSL products.
Wow.
And, you know, you're getting a 1 megabit, or no, it was 512 kilobits per second speed. It's amazing, with a whole 1 gig of data available for you.
Yeah.
This is our huge product proposition.
Yeah.
And it just tells you where... The market wasn't really into or utilizing much of this data, but we already saw the insights and the opportunities with multiplayer gaming and the opportunities that our connectivity can provide in order to ensure and enable those things. And a lot of has happened over the years, and I think the introduction of fiber has been the most amazing thing for our market holistically, but also internationally, more and more players and creating those opportunities has really seen the growth of gaming. Oh,
esport. It's no secret, like, the gaming industry is far smaller in SA as opposed to other countries, you know, in Europe and China, for example. But it's starting to gather pace, you know. I think it has to do with something, like you said, now fiber, perhaps.
Yeah.
Why else do you think that is happening?
I think with connectivity, with your even, and I say fiber because it's just an amazing technology which allows us the greater interest in the speeds and things like that. But even from a mobile perspective, there's been great inroads with regards to mobile speeds and the ability and the access that people are getting through our mobile broadband type of propositions. It's that access to the bigger world. So there's a lot of, so as you spoke about the fact that internationally it's grown big, people are touching and playing with people internationally.
Yeah.
And therefore that's why it's also grown in South Africa. We've had teams that have actually gone and played internationally who've played in our leagues for years, and it's creating those opportunities as well as just being the world is the stage. It's no longer just a South African environment. It's much bigger than that.
I'm a gamer, like I've been a gamer all my life, and then I was like, hey, maybe I must take this thing seriously when I saw the prize money. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
The point, yeah.
I think in 2017 eFootball, you had the biggest prize
pool. We had 1.5 million rand that we gave away. Annually, we normally give away over 3 million rand in prizes across all the games that we've gone through. But definitely the FIFA championship is one of our biggest ones. And I think the nicest thing about FIFA is like everybody can participate.
Yes, yes.
It's not just a team or that you have to put together.
Yeah.
But it's and we also open up the doors that you can come in on the day and hopefully get your ticket in.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing one.
How do you come up with the prize money? Because I could do with a million rand.
It helps to have a big brother. I mean, really, I think, to be honest, Telkom's really been committed in ensuring that this esport is growing and that we grow as Telkom VS Gaming, we grow year on year. And through their commitment, they've given us both not just the prize money, but the resources that it takes to actually drive and run such activities for us.
All right, cool. So we're in the space. We can see that gaming is coming. It's going to be huge. People are now being connected via fiber and all that stuff. It's looking great. When does VS Gaming come into play?
So in essence, for us, we as a league, we've got an annual league that we run our registration's opened about 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
Where we're everyone, please, Telkom VS Gaming.
Yeah.
So it's vsgaming.co.za, and
okay.
You can register to play one of the games. So like you said, you've been playing for years. You found a game. We've got Dota,
FIFA,
Call of Duty. There's a number of different games that are available. See which one that you would like to participate in.
Yeah.
And then you register on the league.
Oh.
Throughout the course of the year, there's online games that are being played where we're trying. We're basically looking to find the best of the best, either from a championships or the masters.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a championships level, which is basically allowing people to play in up to the championship level and finding a winner in that space. And then we've got the masters, which is currently FIFA is one of our masters tournaments, as well as Dota is one of our masters tournaments.
So when is the big finale?
So we have, so from a championships perspective, we have our big league running, the big ones running around October, November, and we have those at the Matrix High Performance Center in Rosebank and Rivonia, sorry.
Yeah.
And then our masters we've been running at Comic-Con. We've got this amazing relationship with Comic-Con African Reed exhibition, where for the past 2 years years we've run our Masters tournaments there. Yeah. This year we've got newly launched Comic-Con Cape Town,
yeah,
where we're going to be at the Greenpoint Stadium, one of the World Cup stadiums, and yeah, we're going to be running FIFA.
So wow, at the stadium!
Amazing for us. Yes,
wow, that's
at
insane.
The stadium. So a FIFA tournament at the actual Greenpoint Stadium. So we're excited. This is May of this year, and we're really excited about that.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to all of this, and I can't believe it. I started playing FIFA from FIFA 06.
Wow.
You know, and to hear the fact that you can go to a stadium and play FIFA.
Imagine.
And
hey,
win R1 million.
It's
insane.
Actually amazing. It's lovely. I mean, we're really excited about what it is. It's a first for us.
Yeah.
Philip Mabida, Philip.
Fill up Greenpoint.
Fill up Greenpoint. We're going to do it. And with e-sport,
yeah,
like you're saying, it's growing. The popularity is there. But I think just the idea that you actually become an e-sports player, an e-sports winner,
yeah,
at an actual stadium in,
wow,
South Africa.
Okay, let's talk about Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
First in the country. And this year we're having two in the country, Cape Town, like you mentioned. Take me through the decision to introduce Comic-Con in SA.
So about 2 years ago, Telkom understood, with the understanding that we need to open up eSport to a much wider audience. I think the biggest challenge that you've found in eSport since our inception in 2008 is it's a very niche market. There's very few people who see themselves as professional players.
Yes, yes.
And for us, we believe everybody's a gamer. And there's people like yourselves who've been playing since 2006,
yeah,
FIFA,
yeah,
but have never considered yourself as
a gamer,
eSport player,
yeah,
in any way.
Yeah.
And how do we reach you? We can't expect to just stay at your conventional eSport or technology expos. We wanted an opportunity to speak to the ordinary person, or people, like-minded people who would have an interest in eSport.
Yeah.
And we then had a conversation with Reed, who was also looking at introducing Comic-Con into South Africa. And the mix was just perfect. That the type of consumers and people who participate and come and attend at a type of Comic-Con type of event was different to what you have in eSport, but would have like-mindedness around,
yeah,
what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
So in the world, it was the first time that Comic-Con came to South Africa in 2008, and we were there.
Mm.
In fact, this Comic-Con, Comic-Con Africa is the first Comic-Con around the world that actually has an eSports tournament,
wow,
in it. It's not been done anywhere else in the world. And the success that we've had locally has made the actual owners, Reed Pop, consider introducing eSports into their Comic-Con,
yeah,
around the world, because it's just been such an amazing fit.
Yeah.
Fit environment, yeah.
Was there any risk into introducing Comic-Con in terms of, like, you have no background or any analytics to know if the comic book phenomenon is as big in SA as in other parts of the world?
You know, I think most definitely, and I think that's where Reed Exhibitions has taken the risk in understanding the market and who they work with and what's happening within the South African market, had seen the opportunity for such an environment, and it's been amazing to see that year on year we're blown away by the increasing success. I mean, the first Comic-Con we were sold out before a week before the tournament itself. The festival itself started with over 40,000 people at the event. The last year we had over 70,000 people coming through to the event. We had to get a bigger venue because we're obviously too big for the previous one. And we're expecting even bigger record crowds for this year again.
And what's going to be different this year?
So on our end, we are definitely introducing, from a Telkom perspective, we introduced a new mobile league, sports, so mobile gaming, and on our Telkom Plus platform. And there we're basically going to be running the finals to our leagues that are going to be taking place. So this is the first mobile gaming league in South Africa that we're going to be showcasing. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And as I indicated, from a Cape Town perspective, we're having FIFA at a stadium.
Yeah.
Quite exciting opportunities in that regard as well.
Yeah.
And you know what? For us, we're always looking at how do we outdo ourselves year on year. We want to make sure that the Masters finals and the opportunities for these great teams in South Africa get to play in the most amazing environment ever. And that's what we're looking at achieving.
And how easy or hard is it to get into the gaming space and follow all that Telkom VS Gaming gaming does?
You know, it's not difficult. I think if from a player perspective, like I said, our leagues are open, no restrictions around joining the league.
Yeah.
Should you not looking at playing a team sport and not actually have a team of players, our core function and what we do is allow you and team you up with other people that you can create a team and play towards the final. So it's not restrictive in that regard. You can find a way in which to participate in a team.
Yeah.
From a spectatorship point of view, we're trying to open up more avenues for people to view and watch the digital game, the opportunities that take place.
Yeah.
Recording. We've also got a YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
That we broadcast a lot of our games on and are looking at growing on that going forward.
Fantastic. And just in closing, the biggest hurdles I've seen when it comes to the digital space, whether it's podcasting or gaming, is accessibility.
Yeah.
Where do you see us as a country, as a continent, curbing that problem, if I may, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, I think there's a number of opportunities that we can look at and explore. I know from a telecom perspective in particular, our key focus has been around being from a mobile space, a key data provider. On the fixed space, it's about having that network and infrastructure and creating access to products. But it's about making sure that it becomes more accessible.
Mm.
And for us, we started a new mobile, a high schools league, gaming league. And some of the things that we're considering and looking at is through our social, our corporate investment and things like that, we are partnering with different schools in rural areas or putting in the infrastructure and technology and then coming in from a gaming perspective and say, hey, let's look at creating a league, creating opportunities now that the infrastructure sits there. Also looking at budding systems with different schools and seeing how those opportunities can grow. We're constantly looking at ways in which we can make accessibility a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But just as telecom, I mean, for us, we've been about driving our data prices down quite dramatically. We really, our personal feeling, quite of the most affordable data provider.
Yeah.
Very much focused also on content and entertainment propositions and making it easier for people to access certain things. So I think we're working, we're getting there, we're going to get there as a country. It's about the baby steps that we take.
Fantastic. Wonder. That's good to hear, man, because I was about to ask you, when is data falling?
Data has fallen.
And just in a nutshell, telecom, what's the plan this year? What are we doing? VS Gaming, how big are we going? What can people be excited about? What's happening?
Yeah, so like I said, our league opened up two weeks ago. We're excited. We want everyone to come through. We've got FIFA happening in May at Greenpoint Stadium. Really, really looking forward to that. We want everyone to come and join us, especially the crowds who are not able to come through to Gauteng most of the time. So we're excited about that. We've got the finals that are happening at Comic-Con. We've got the high school leagues. We're growing that year on year. And we've got our championships taking place. Really up. Wonderful opportunities. We're also looking at creating content opportunities both within the gaming as well as just in the entertainment space. So please watch the space.
Yeah.
There's a lot we're up to. But please, telcomplus.co.za, also go and explore. That's our mobile league. Everyone's a gamer. There's a game for you and some money to win as well.
And we all love money, don't we? Wanam Kisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Podcasting Chill. We out here. Boom.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.